Good morning, or early night for the West Coasters, but it is 7 a.m. here because who needs sleep? Not me. Pfft, whatever. So yeah, I decided that, you know, I'm going to start off my first. Well, technically, I guess my verification is my first audio, but my first delve into, you know, being all sexy and stuff. I don't know what the official word. I mean, I guess, I wouldn't call this a ramble fab, but like, I don't think I could do that, like, with stories at least. Or even talking, like, I don't know, I feel like when I masturbate, I can't really form words, like, I just can't, I need to just focus. I mean, I guess if I was using, like, a vibrator, but I think it needs, I don't know, man, I just get way too in my head, and I'm like, I don't know if I could, do that, but I do enjoy telling stories, and I like just telling my genuine stories of my adventures or sexcapades, if you will. So here's a fun one for you. Recently, when I was at this fun place that involved board games and alcohol, and I was with a few of my friends, quote unquote, and they're like new. It's a group we meet. I try to plan monthly meetings for, and we were having a good time, and one of them, this very pretty girl who was part of a couple, and we've hung out a couple times, and you know, there's obviously tension, and it's interesting because, like, I had never been, you know, really friends with, you know, with that dynamic first, and then, you know, to possibly play, like, usually it was you know, just straight into the sex. Nothing usually like building up. So it was an interesting tension that had started to build. And you know, she's a little hard to read sometimes, but we were sitting there and she started it by sending some very salacious texts out of nowhere. And just giving me the face, this little sassy tease, just out here, like, just giving me the face. Well, she sent me texts like, oh, this rum is making me really crave pussy. Oh, really wish I could make you scream between my thighs. And I'm like, who do you think you are? Get me all aroused in public. God damn it. And I don't know if the face I made back at her portrayed such thoughts, but I hope it did. And then I just decided that I would start teasing her back because I thought it was cute that she was trying to be all dom when we both know that she's definitely a complete sub. When she's like, oh wow, can't wait to, you know, see you blush and scream, and I'm like, all right. So I started sending some texts back under the table, like, all right, you know, you just really fucking asking for a little spanking, aren't you? It's really asking for it. And then I could see her getting a little bit more blushed, because she wasn't really expecting me to come back. I feel like she thought that she could just send those and I'd be embarrassed. I didn't think she'd think that I'd start retaliating. And because I will push the limits. You want to push back, I will push even harder. So, also, yeah, her boyfriend is unbeknownst to the entirety of this happening. And so I reply, oh, wow. You know, why don't I could come over that side of the table and I'll start distracting you during the game. We were also playing Taboo, I believe, at that point. Yeah. And at one point, she makes this joke out loud. She's like, maybe we should switch teams. And I was like, I think that's a great idea. So sure, I switch seats, you know. Just no reason. No reason here. And so we switch and I sit next to her and I start slowly putting my hand down her thigh, gripping tightly, kind of feeling her tense up at my touch, kind of digging my nails into her thighs a little bit. Her jeans were pretty thick, so honestly, without, when you're trying to do it in, like, a side glance, it's kind of hard to really tell what, you know, I mean, obviously I know the general area that, where the vagina is, but, you know, obviously through multiple, layers, I'm just like, I guess I'm gonna rub this, because general, that general crotch area and hope for the best. I mean, she seemed to be enjoying herself, so I'm pretty sure I did an okay job. But the best part was that it was just so fucking hot, you know, just being like in public, you know, watching her try to play the card game and having her voice peek up every now and then when I'd press in a little harder and watching her struggle, trying to keep her composure. Oh my god, it was so fucking, like, Jesus Christ. I'm just getting really fucking aroused. It was so fun just torturing her. And she wasn't lying in her text, because even through those thick layers of clothing and jeans, she was definitely wet. And I was like, that is insanely hot. And then I, and a little idea popped into my head. And I said, hey, you know, you know, bathrooms, those are a thing. And it's totally normal, right, for women to, you know, we'll go to the bathroom together. It's totally socially acceptable. It's not weird. Totally not a weird thing at all. Not at all. Totally not at all. We should, you know, maybe, you wanna go, hang out in the bathroom? You know? It's like basically me saying I should totally just publicly ravish her in the fucking bathroom. Because, I mean, why not? I had never done anything like that, and she hadn't either, which, I mean, I didn't know at the time, but, like, you know, everything, there was a lot of new experiences happening, and, you know, public play is always fucking ridiculously arousing, and, you know, who could tell? People were busy in their board games, not like anyone was noticing, but I honestly didn't think that she would say yes, but, you know, I'm sending her a text, and I'm like, well, I'm still rubbing on her. And I think some of the people, or one or two persons at the table, kind of noticed, but everybody else was fairly oblivious to what was happening, which was, you know, made it interesting. So then I'm sending a text, and I'm like, so, you know, do you want to go to the bathroom? And she's like, maybe. And I'm like, nah, she's not going to do it. And then 2 seconds later, she gets up, and I'm like, oh my god, okay.
well, this is happening. And she's like, go to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, I did not expect that to happen so fast. And kind of awkwardly be like, yeah, we're gonna go to the bathroom now, okay. And, you know, we go in, and it's kind of awkward at first, because it's like, oh, shit, okay, this is actually happening, this is the thing we're gonna do, alright. But then, you know, I had to kind of try to settle into my more dominant side, which I find myself more dominant with women. And so it only took a couple of seconds, and I slammed her against the bathroom wall. Just all that tension built up, letting it all out. I started immediately kissing her aggressively, and then slowly going down her neck, grabbing my hand on her waist, feeling how tense she is, my body up against hers. Slowly sliding my hand down to her pants, feeling how wet she is. Oh, it's so fucking wet. Yeah, I did start to play with myself a little, if I'm being honest, because just thinking about it, remembering it, is really turning me on. So then I bend down to my knees, and I pull down her pants, and then I start to go down on her, pushing her against the wall. Looking up at her from down below, seeing her face, oh, her moans, and then she's all embarrassed, because then she's like, don't make it too loud. I'm like, I don't care. You're gonna shut up. Well, I mean, don't shut up, but you need to just stop complaining. No one's gonna hear or care. And she's loving it. She's fucking in total ecstasy. And just begging me to keep going. But I don't want to do it just up against the wall. I want to be able to sit her down. So I tell her to go sit on the toilet seat, the bathroom. But then she's like, no, it's too cold. So I'm like, okay, fine. Freaking sit on the floor. I don't care. Like, and the floor is cold. So I put, I'm like, okay, sit on your jeans. Like, just fucking get on the floor. Good Lord. All right, let's, and, so I immediately bend down and spread her thighs so I can just admire her pretty little pussy. It's so cute and pink and just ridiculously wet. And it's so hot that she gets so wet just thinking about. It wasn't even just before that, just the fact that she got wet, just thinking about the things that I was gonna do to her. And then knowing that that's what she wanted. And I gave her the face and I said, oh, I'm sorry. Is there something that you need from me? Is there something that you want? And she doesn't want to say it, but she kind of makes a little murmur, a little, oh, and a little eye contact down to her pussy, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. I think you're going to have to use your words. She said, oh, my, can you please lick my pussy? Oh, and I said, well, you know. Of course, since you asked so nicely. And I grab her hands and forcibly keep her thighs apart because she loves to squirm so much. And I can't allow that. And I start in teasing her slowly, softly, licking up and down on her clit. Watching her face and how she loves being teased, but gets so frustrated at the same time. Mm. going a little faster. A little faster, licking. I suck on her clit a little bit. She moans really loudly. She fucking loves it. I'm kind of fingering myself right now, sitting on my couch. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I drag my tongue down to her little hole and like, feel, taste how wet she is, and she tastes so fucking good. Oh my god, did she taste so good? Just like, oh, like, I mean, I love the taste of pussy in general, but like, she tasted really good. Like, it's just keep my face between her thighs all day. So I get a little faster and a little faster, and I start to hear her pace and her voice quicken, and I know she's close, so I kind of slow down a little bit just to tease her one more time. She gives me a little pouty face, and I can't say no to that. So I start to lick her as fast as I can, and she gets faster and faster, and she's moaning so loudly, and she doesn't even care, doesn't even notice where she is at this point. She's just so lost in the ecstasy of what I'm doing to her and the pleasure. And then she, I can tell she's getting, her thighs are starting to shake. Celia, lean there, right there, yeah. And I shove my finger inside of her right as I feel her starting to get close, right on the tip of her G-spot. Fingering her and feeling how wet she is and licking her at the same time, and she's right there. Oh. And then she comes so fucking hard, and she comes all over my face. And she just fucking, oh my god. Oh, she clenches around my head. It was the fucking hottest thing ever. On the bathroom floor of this lovely bar. And she gives a little giggle afterwards. And then I turn her around and grab her cute little ass and give it a slap and tell her to get up. And then I gave her a little kiss and we walked out. And we went right back to the table as if nothing had happened, with little smirks, knowing that nobody knew our dirty little secret. I think, oh fuck, now I'm really turned on. But I'll leave that for another time. For now, I just want to hear all about if that made you really hot and what you thought about that. I personally love public indecency. I think it's really hot to play and have nobody know, reaching under the table, especially at dinner, teasing you when you have to keep composure. It's my favorite. Ta-ta for now.